This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Who wants to start? I'm not starting today. So who wants to start?
Seems to be like a standing rule for like every single other episode that we've done to the past.
Every single or every other?
I guess it's a rule. I didn't know it was a rule. So I'm starting.
Okay.
I'm not.
Welcome to the Hollywood Handbook.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a moment of radical honesty. It is the fourth turning, as we've been talking about.
We've been talking about how it's the fourth turning
on recent episodes.
Yes.
Sometimes feels just like the third turning in terms of like who is like starting the episode. So like it's interesting about the fourth turning is that some things don't change. Like some things stay.
No,
exactly,
and obviously the lines are blurred as far as like there's still third turning elements present.
Right.
And even in the next first turning, I think we're starting to feel a little bit of where we're headed, but primarily it's the fourth turning.
Why do they do these caps where you
what's going on with this soda can?
Slice your finger open.
Why are they so sharp? I've been thinking about this. Why do they make it so sharp?
They have to be that sharp? Now I have to put my mouth on it and put my tongue inside?
No, I know.
I'm watching the water out with the back of my tongue and I cut my tongue?
I'm watching my kid with the fucking can break the piece off, put it inside. Mm-hmm. So it's like choking hazard surrounded by razor blades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now she shouldn't have had a soda can.
Where did you get that?
I'm responsible now for like their whole entire day.
Could you imagine? You are responsible for your kid's day.
I don't know. That doesn't sound right. Every day?
Yeah, every day.
What about right now? I'm here.
Who's with your kid?
Dude, yeah, right? Like, who's with my kid right now? I hope she doesn't have a soda can, whoever it is.
And being there and like the kid being taken care of 90% of the time is somehow, that's not enough.
I'm fucking up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because some of the time they have a soda can.
Yes.
Unsupervised.
I mean, I could see the can. I just was like, I have been like so sleepy.
Right.
Like I have been tired, seepy tired.
Tell me about it.
Seepy, seepy tired.
Tell me about it.
So seepy.
Tell me more about it.
And it's...
No, tell me about it.
I feel that I am.
Tell me more.
I've been like almost falling asleep.
Really?
Like all the time.
Wow.
I went to see...
He's passed
out.
Movie.
Okay. The movie.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie,
yeah,
I'm goddamn asleep.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I don't know if I'm... Have I even been introduced?
I don't know.
I don't think I've been
introduced. What do you want to do? What do you want?
No, I don't have to. I actually prefer that people don't recognize me.
It's
better to not be recognized. I like not being recognized.
I
appreciate the anonymity.
I said I wasn't going to start. You like start, had a big opportunity
to
there.
Start, right? Yeah. Well, I just appreciate the anonymity. Everyone's always looking at me to do everything. Have you tried? Now go with me here. Have you tried coffee?
The thing is so sharp.
The fucking thing, you're going to actually cut your whole head off.
Listen.
I mean, I'm going to get
side of every of all these cups. why do they make it so sharp? And I have to wrap my entire mouth around it.
No,
and tip my head backwards.
And then the
backwards.
Straw is paper, right?
Make yes, and it's sense. Sharp.
Oh yeah, it's a paper straw that I'm, by the way, choking on while I'm like clanking my teeth against this big wide glass. I can barely get my mouth around, and it's sharp, by the way, and it's hot.
Right, right, right. Sometimes
I guess coffee would wake me up because it's so fucking hot.
Sometimes
I'd be awake with a burn.
Sometimes,
get this. Dangerous chemicals.
It's ice. I don't. We're not shaking, right? Maybe a fist.
No,
bump?
No, I just didn't.
We're actually maybe a fist bump.
I can't.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to get too hard. So you got a ring.
You want to be introduced, but you don't
ring
want to shake.
Hurt.
No, no, no. Because why can't we just make eye contact and say
can
hi?
You introduce me, and it's like I've been making eye contact, but just from the side.
No, well, I'm getting both
just
eyes
small,
though. I'm getting both eyes
because I need to. I want to be facing the mic, and so
I'm getting
this.
I'm getting both eyes. Oh my God!
I put my hand out to shake my father-in-law's hand over the weekend, and he gave me a fist bump instead for the first time in 17 years. And I was like, "What's going on here?"
And he was shaking your hand during like COVID.
But
time.
That's fourth turning stuff. That's fourth turning, right?
That's the
he's
dawn
beginning
of the
a new
turning.
Phase. The dawn of the fourth turning.
And
the
we
new
invented
phase
a
has
new
begun.
Hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
To honor this moment, the father-in-law fist bump moment. And they I guess they need me to invent a new everything. New cans, new cups, new hat.
Guess just I guess I gotta get have it.
To in everything.
Just right. Smooth and narrow is yes. What we need for our drinks. You know what I mean? We had it with the bottle, didn't we? Didn't we have it with the bottle?
We needed something like better than the like, you know, was that not enough for us?
We're always looking for something more. That's the thing. Always more. It's more, it's more, it's more.
It's
more,
greed.
More.
It's the greed of these companies.
Yeah. Absolutely.
These corporate entities.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. No, seriously, tell me about it.
Well, I'm so seepy now.
No.
I can't begin.
Well, no, come on. Tell me about it. You teased it. Tell me about it.
The companies, and take your pick, by the way.
Right, right.
You think, oh, this one's good. Well, they're so hungry for money.
You mean to tell me that Make-A-Wish Foundation, hungry for money?
Ask them if they have enough.
Can't paint them with.
Do, here's a quick test.
Yeah.
Call them and ask them if they have enough.
And did we ever suggest?
Do you feel like
a
you have enough?
That right. Is not so cost intensive. Did we ever just suggest that?
Yeah. Make a reasonable wish. How about a make a reasonable wish company?
Yeah.
Make a reasonable wish.
A frugal wish, if you will.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I just
yeah,
didn't
want
you painting
punch up reasonable,
all
yeah.
These companies with such a broad brush. You know, that's all it was. But
maybe Batman, the entire city needs to shut down so I become Batman today. And we're just going with this? This isn't even a conversation?
Tell me about it.
I'm sleepy now, too.
Yeah, well, okay. Something is having that effect on us.
Have you guys ever heard of
something or someone?
Well,
is
it's
me.
Not the hat.
No, it's me.
Draining.
It's not the hat.
Is
oh,
it me?
Please.
If it's me, say it's me.
You see about these new hats?
Have
hat
you
pack?
See the hat?
It says hat pack.
Hat pack.
You're reading
what's
this,
the message?
Right?
I'm reading.
Wait. You heard about it before?
You yeah. Already knew?
I did. I knew. I've been knowing. Yeah. Been knowing about, hat,
about
pack.
Hat pack.
Remember the, you remember when everyone, you had one of these, everyone had a shirt said one man wolf pack?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was wearing mine as recently as last week.
For when people are like, well, where are your friends?
Yep.
Aren't you supposed to have two friends at least?
Uh-huh.
And you're
Mom
missing and you're missing your third one?
Mom and dad. Two friends. We're all, right. Everybody comes into this world, two friends.
Every family is a wolf pack, isn't
it? Yeah,
that's
there? Actually what it
every
is.
Every family, you are, we begin in a wolf pack and we end in a wolf pack. It's like first year with your mom and dad, and then later the two murderers who take your life.
Yes.
But we always
but right
start
before
and
that,
finish. Yes.
Doctor and nurse who are trying to save your life at the hospital.
Doctor and nurse, yes. And then the two hitmen who pose as orderlies and
but doctor,
enter
this is,
and
it's the same. It turns out it's the same doctor and nurse. Doctor, this is my, I cannot operate.
This was
doctor,
the doctor.
I cannot operate. Doctor. I am Pagliacci. Doctor, I cannot operate on this man. I am Pagliacci. So, we do sort of philosophize a little bit, and the one-man wolf pack is obviously something that was impactful, but I thought we could improve on it by becoming a hat pack.
Okay.
Which is something the fourth turning's going to need.
Sure, sure, sure. So a community of hat.
Wear the hat.
I mean, my hair is done, but yeah, I mean, I
basically agree. Your hair is
done.
It's done for.
It's done for.
Your hair is done.
Then I'll take a hat.
It's
over. Okay, yeah, I'll take a hat.
Kevin?
Thank you, Kevin.
The hat.
That's from the hat pack.
I try to stay company.
And so now that makes you.
Oh.
You remember there was Rat Pack.
Sure.
And Peter Lawford and Joey Bishop were out there.
Do you remember Perry Como?
Hitting people and.
No, I don't actually. Tell me about
just
it.
Breaking all the plates in a restaurant.
No, tell me about it.
They were these guys. They were swinging, you know, like all this.
Okay, sure.
And
yeah,
pipes, really swinging pipes like, around at the restaurant. Gosh.
Swinging pipes and swinging like, some major pipes.
Like yeah, nunchucks.
They were the, these. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
they were yoked.
Okay.
But their vocal ability also, I would classify as. Pipes.
Yeah.
Pipes.
And they played the organ as well.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Pipe organ.
Okay. Pipe organ. Portland organ or the pipe organ. Okay.
They played the Portland pipe organ.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I got to say, I mean,
the Oregon Coast.
Yeah.
That's what I call a nude beach.
Okay. And what do you call the, what's an Oregon Trail? Is that sort of like a happy trail? That's,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Snail trail.
Okay. All right. Nice.
I talk about this shit on this show. You know what I mean?
Hey. Like, it's and I like that about you guys.
It's human biology.
The thing I like about you two is that you talk about it. You cover everything, and there's nothing off limits.
Every inch.
You cover everything.
Inch of the nude body.
Everything is covered.
No bone left unturned. You know what I mean? We really do look.
No skin left behind.
Anywhere. Yes. We will talk about.
But there is
every cell.
Skin on one's behind.
On the left behind as well.
Yeah. Kevin's going, not when I'm done with it. I'm going, Kevin, don't say that.
Kevin.
Kevin going, Kevin, stop, Kevin. Man. Don't say that.
Yeah. Don't, because I want to ask what you mean.
Yeah, no, that's going to get us on a
I
whole
do
other...
want. I want to know what Kevin no, tell
talk
me
to
about
Kevin
it.
About it. Kevin,
tell me about it. What do you mean, no skin left?
You know what I mean? Like...
Not when I'm done with it.
Yeah, but what? Yeah.
What? No.
What
we
do you
know.
Mean? Yeah, no, we know. I heard that part, but I mean, like, what do you mean? Because my brain is going places I don't know that it should go, so.
Every inch.
Right.
Wow. Of, is being removed by you. Wow.
Is being removed. All right. All right. Well, I don't want to get too into that because it could get dark and we don't want to go blue, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
wanna,
true.
It's for,
true.
He talks about the art of. Frittage. I don't even know what that is.
But. Frittage.
Yeah.
I dated a guy named Frittage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
he was a studio exec.
Yeah.
I shouldn't out him now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what was his take about this? All this strike business?
Everything. He was sort of like, get him back to work.
People do want to go
He actually
to
drove
work.
Past people, the picket.
People, you know, murdered Carol Lamborghini.
Lamborghini. Yeah.
Carol Lamborghini got actually in a lot of trouble for saying people want to go back to work, but it's not that controversial. They do. Yeah.
Frittage.
You know, Frittage feels the same
Frittage
way.
Frittage does. He drove past the picket and was like, it's over. It's done. We get it now. Mm-hmm. Go home. Yeah. He drove past and I mean,
and
they
while
kept
we get it, the now, rise he could of Frittage.
Frittage. What's that? The rise of Frittage?
Yeah.
Van Wilder 2, the rise of Frittage.
Yeah,
rise of
I
Frittage.
Mean, maybe it could be a thing. I feel uncomfortable being here, I have to say, admittedly.
Yeah,
just
me
because,
too.
Yeah, I feel
oh my
with you
God.
Here
thank
well.
You.
I think, yeah,
so
I really
much
feel uncomfortable
up.
Being
I'm uncomfortable
here.
Being here and having you here as well.
Yeah. Everything's making. What's making you feel good?
Just
horse
the
lips.
Idea of being able to go sleep at the movie after. The hat's making me feel good.
An original thought
Thank
from
you.
You. Okay, yeah, original.
The hat's making me feel good right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I know does work.
I'm just...
We talked about the Rat Pack.
Right.
Then there's this other pack.
Okay, here we go.
Six pack?
Let him get you started. You think the Rat Pack again?
Don't make him start it.
No, this is a new pack.
Uh-huh.
Nude pack.
And their name is Brat Pack?
Brat Pack.
The pack's got another name, and it's Pack in it.
And that was that guy who, remember, he punched the air? What was that guy's name?
Oh, my God.
And he's
Judge.
Judge Pack?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a bit of a Judge Pack, wasn't it?
Judge Smellsome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's hitting people, too.
Can you smell what the judge is smelling?
And he's even punching the air. And he just held it up there.
Right, right.
He was able to freeze in midair with a big punch. And would not want to be the sky in that situation.
Yes. I don't want to slow you guys down, but could you do me a solid and tell me about it?
I want to so
Okay, I'd like
you signed an NDA. You signed an NDA.
I cannot right now. Yes.
You can't not or you cannot?
My life is telling stories, and as much as I want to tell you a story that would make you die.
Oh, I don't want to die.
Yeah,
I want to die.
As much as I want to tell you that story,
when the
right
nurse
now,
and doctor aren't here.
Yes.
Yeah.
My two killers.
I cannot.
The killers. Yeah.
For
the button men.
For
the
solidarity is my given purpose this day. I will not be telling any story for any money.
I dated a girl named Solidarity.
Really? What was she like?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was online.
She was solid.
It was
and she was solid and dirty.
Dirty.
Oh yeah.
Dirty.
Verity dirty. It got verity dirty.
Now I get that. I get that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of amazing. Solid stand up girl and gets dirty.
And
or was
dirty.
She physically dirty? Or are we talking
again?
Like,
most of it was online. Most of the relationship again. Did take place.
You hadn't mentioned that previously, so.
May have been a listening error on the behalf of some of the people in the room.
In the room, okay, so okay.
But a lot of it was online.
Are you coming at me?
But
are you coming for me or coming at me?
No. Together we are taking this journey, you know, towards
I just feel like I'm being come at
what I already said. Yeah. It was primarily a cyber relationship.
I would love to hear more about this, but I'd really rather you send it to me on one sheet.
Yeah, so I have been trying to put this together because think when this is over, this could make an amazing commercial for something.
Yes.
Commercial.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is where the
money's
at.
I don't see it as a TV show. I don't see it as a film. Hey, speaking of commercial, you want to do a commercial for the hat?
Sure.
How much?
Okay. Sandwich.
All right.
Sandwich.
How much is a sandwich these days, Hayes? I got a
20K. 20K at least. Things inflation is a bitch.
That wallet is so scientifically
really nice,
interesting.
It's a nice wallet.
The way that money fans out.
But it doesn't fall out. But it doesn't fall out.
Yeah, there's a little clip inside. I like it, you know. My wife tried to convince me to buy a more attractive wallet, but I just couldn't give up the function here. You know?
Because soon as this is over, the number of ideas.
I mean, I've got the commercial
and
right
stories
now. Am I allowed to pitch the commercial here now?
That we can tell? To
do
pitch
it, because I'd like to actually. I wouldn't mind, you know, in service of getting the hat pack off the ground. Not that it's not already there. I'll lay a little cash in your pocket. Do a big commercial for it.
Well, you've already said
you're paying. Wear it at good nights.
Good nights for what? Good nights.
Yeah.
Like at the end of a date?
At good nights.
At the end of a...
At good nights, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end of a date. The date of the following Saturday in which a particular show airs.
We're not, I don't know.
Saying good night.
Are we allowed to talk about shows? At a time like this, are we able to?
We're just saying goodnight. Yeah,
we're literally
just a bunch of friends,
goodnight.
All facing the same direction and waving and saying goodnight.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And hugging.
That's against the law.
Thanks,
they've
been amazing. Yeah, hugging.
Wearing a T-shirt that says "You're welcome."
Okay.
For what? I'm not sure.
G. Smith is fucking blowing that thing. Blowing that old horn.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I've got the commercial at the ready.
Okay.
I'm doing a pivot of sorts.
Mm.
I'm going to do a pivot.
It's pronounced Pivo.
What's that?
Pivo.
Oh, kind of like the want Pinot.
Yeah.
Got
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
Pivo
Grigio. Pivo Noir.
Yeah.
Pivo Noir.
Yeah, it's a French. Okay. It's a TV channel. Too,
okay.
And it's probably pronounced Pivo.
Hat pack. Mm-hmm. Knapsack. Bald sack. Ball sack.
Yeah, well, I mean, here we are celebrating ourselves really for being willing to talk about so many parts of the human body.
Yes.
And we needed a guest to mention the ball sack.
Yeah.
It's really showing me what a hypocrite I've been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually, I'd appreciate an apology. Because I've been listening.
Do you feel like you understand the concept? Because I was only really allowed to get to the Brat Pack.
Oh,
and there's an entire pack that came after that and proceeds.
Okay.
With the advent of the fourth turn.
Might I guess?
And there's other members of the Brat Pack as well.
Yeah. Might I guess?
Moldy Ringworm.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Moldy Ringworm.
Andrew McBarfme.
McBarf what?
McBarf me.
Okay. Yeah. No. I've met him.
Peepy.
Allie who?
Peepy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Derek Dookie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. They were the Garbage Pail Kids and the Brat Pack were popular at the same time.
Sure.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that they both sort of capitalized on disgusting versions of names that we were already familiar with.
Right. Well, I don't think it's any coincidence that two of the members of the Brat Pack passed away, and then we had
at the same time at each other's hand.
It was a death pact they had made. Yeah,
it was a formal duel.
Yeah,
you know,
Pact Pack.
Yeah. What's that?
They were part of the Pact Pack.
Packed pack.
Can I know? Pack. I love the direction that you went with the ad.
Yeah.
Can I just add this one note that I could think would be really interesting?
Sure.
Hat pack, fat stack. And then he shows his wallet.
Okay, and then he reaches for his wallet, and then we see the cash fan, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that something you feel like you could do?
Just establishing the connection between hat pack
and the fat stack.
And a fat stack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like when you hat pack with facts, that's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that something?
Say that again for me.
When you hat pack with facts, that's a wrap.
With facts or with facts?
Facts.
That's a wrap.
Yeah. Hat pack is standing in for clap back in this instance. And I may have chosen the wrong place to put hat back.
Yeah.
When you clap back with hats,
but it has
that's
to go
a pack.
Somewhere.
Oh, when you clap back with hats, that's a pack.
Yes.
That's okay. I think you've got something there. Okay,
that's a commercial.
I think you've got something there. But what are the visuals on that one? I don't really see the visuals for that.
I'll give you the visuals right here.
And that's it.
Wiping you're doing it.
Your thumb and forefinger. Yeah. They have stuff on them.
Running it. Yeah.
And you have to wipe it off.
They ideally got blood.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
You smear blood across the bill and you go. When you clap back with hats, that's a pack.
And then I'm still bleeding.
You're bleeding.
I'm still bleeding.
Get a zipper up there too so you can zip and unzip the bill.
Oh, so the zipper. Is there a storage function in the bill here?
The bill is going to open up.
The bill will be a pocket. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A zip pocket.
You can put fat stacks in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It'll be waterproof.
That's why they call it a bill.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. More big bills, Williams.
And can we talk about Variety
and
magazine?
And waterproof like a duck.
Variety
bill.
Magazine?
Yes.
Well, sure.
First of all, why do they call it that? It's always about the same shit.
It's like one topic.
It's always about
cover.
TV.
It's a variety of faces.
Zero variety.
Talk about like cars.
It's a variety of faces.
They would only have to do one issue about something else.
Yes.
For me to celebrate the title.
Something like cars. Something like
cars is a great example.
Gas stations.
Yeah.
Gas stations.
Gas stations an even better one. Dinosaur
shades.
Gas. Yeah.
The cost of shades, better. Curtains in your home.
It's definitely similar.
Than cars.
Definitely similar to my suggestion.
Shades in your home, you said?
Yeah. What are you guys working on? Anything?
Yeah,
a lot
of movies and TV stuff. A lot of stuff.
Right
am
now.
I not supposed to say that? I mean, we're working.
So you guys are actually working on.
I have sworn a pledge of the name Solidarity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am not allowed to tell anyone about the work that I am doing every day more than ever.
But I'm most of my work is meeting with struck companies.
Yes.
Okay.
And just kind of being like, we doing this?
Right. Hush, hush, hush.
Are we doing this?
Right. Hush.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
How long is this really going to go?
We all the, come on.
We can do one little
one. Right.
Come on. Let's do a tiny one. Anybody's,
and I feel like it was.
Who the fuck am I? I'm nothing. You know what I mean?
A let's non-struck do a company movie. Reached out to you and you were like not interested in working with them.
Because they don't have any fucking juice this town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's juice you're after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty for juice.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like
my big paper straw.
Juice isn't worth the squeeze?
I have never had that experience.
What a blessed life.
All juice.
Well, the squeeze is not any size. The squeeze itself to me is actually kind of pleasurable.
Yeah.
So, I'm always like,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
The juice is a bonus.
Yes.
The juice is icing on the cake. That is the squeeze.
Yes.
Yeah. The juice. Squeeze. I was going to be squeezing anyway.
Yeah, and you have to squeeze out the icing too.
Okay.
Yeah. Out of the piping bag.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can put basically anything in.
Icing is also worth the squeeze. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's deep.
I found it. You brought it up. Do you think that the juice isn't worth the squeeze?
Feeling so antagonistic. I mean,
This is called an interview. In the piping bag.
What's that?
If you put corn kernels in the piping bag, like people only use it for icing, right? For cakes.
You could you could puree the corn, but you want the actual kernels.
I put the whole kernels in there, and it basically, with a really tiny opening, it basically is a gun. Shoots out like a gun.
Gatling gun.
Yeah. Shooting cakes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I haven't gone beyond pointing it at cakes.
Well, Kevin says that shooting cakes is like his main line of work, you know?
Yeah, Kevin, why do you...
That's why there ain't no damn skin left on the thing.
Kevin, what do you mean by that?
I shoot the cake and I say, the juice is worth the squeeze.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Man.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys induct the first 7 members of the Hat Pack on the pro version. Sean talks to Leslie Arfin about the movie Permanent Midnight on his show Subtitles On, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Also, make sure to check out Carl Tart's new fantasy football podcast, Foosballs, on the HeadGum Network, and it also has videos and some bonus episodes on the Patreon. Plus, see a Hollywood Handbook live and live streaming show at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles tonight with special guest Claudia O'Doherty. The ticket link is in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video of today's episode with Ego at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever.
Nothing struggled in that
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but the we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys. Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often. When we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
And I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it like there's no like scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just guess I inhaled the cat disease.
Okay.
That like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving. But they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually, 6 to start. But if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters, the other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out? Freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy. Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded
are a photo of an aura frame inside the aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
So they did a Variety magazine about you.
Yeah.
The whole magazine. Yeah. Again, not a lot of variety if we're just the whole time.
Hey.
Starting to remind me of this podcast episode.
I'm actually pretty... No, hold on. There's some interesting shit to be said about me.
I'm not saying it's not interesting. I'm saying it's not a variety.
Can we pull it up, please?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see the thing.
Variety magazine.
Okay. You say
that's
goodbye.
Me in the brown suit.
I say hello.
That's not you. That's Cecily Strong.
Yes.
And there's you.
Yeah.
And it's the two of you.
Oh. Would Cecily wear the hat, do you think?
I think she would wear the hat. I think we could get her to wear the hat.
Kevin,
send Cecily a hat.
Okay.
It's you standing next to each other. You look taller than her, which is crazy because Cecily is a gangly ass effer.
I'm
stretch strong.
I'm not taller than her. I had on giant heels. giant
thick heels. Your thing about, mm-hmm. yeah, giant heels and like making them install a fire hydrant for you to stand on.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
That was crazy.
Well, I did.
It's not a very stable thing to stand on.
I wanted to show, I wanted to show off my skills. I did. I wanted to show off my balancing skills.
Okay, well, you can't see that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they did.
It's well, you do can. Effectively see it, though. I mean, it changes your muscle tone and stuff to balance on a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. And it says, you say goodbye, I say hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
The peoples.
It does say that.
Which of you is saying which thing?
I'm saying hello.
That's, but, okay. And you're on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Can we flip the image, Kevin, so that I can make some sense of this?
And it's basically about the palace coup that you executed.
Yeah.
Double tap.
The palace. Mm-hmm.
On Cecily Strong.
Yep. Popped into the hospital room dressed as an orderly.
I mean,
TCB.
The life of Cecily Strong.
I mean, yeah, they should have moved that graphic over there. Mm-hmm. I did get a text message from somebody asking me if I was leaving.
She was Cecily weak as a kitten when you were finished. Sapped the life out of her.
Oh.
Do I have to read the whole thing? What are the important lessons? I want an important lesson.
Gotta know when to leave the party.
Oh, my
Larry King,
God, yes.
Larry King Live said that. I always just felt like that was his whole name, Larry King Live.
Just when the moment was right, he said, I do.
Yes, mm-hmm. And he died.
Mm-hmm. Not 1 second too mm-hmm. long.
And he also said, I do a few times.
I do a
surely did.
Multiple yes. marriage.
Are we going to shame this dead man for having been married to
many women? No, you're Kevin's the one who's absolutely two-time loser. And yes. I don't even think two times accurate. I think it was.
Who got Kevin? Like Kevin, you've been married twice?
No. Just engaged once. Fingers crossed.
He crossed his fingers when he got married.
I saw that. I saw.
He was lying.
They were crossed the whole time he said that. Mm-hmm. You want some lessons?
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't mind getting an important
lesson.
Gotta
know when to leave the party.
Okay.
Gotta know when to leave the party. Don't. You're out of here?
Well.
We're just getting started. This isn't the time.
I don't know. Teach
you
me.
Don't know when. It's an instinctual thing. That's what your instincts told you to do just now.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
We do need some of this because you were able to, gently nudge Cecily Strong out of the rotation.
We wouldn't mind pushing the Doughboys out of the studio.
Like, we have Doughboys, like, here's what I'm looking at.
Fucking studio.
Wander into this new studio that they built over there the other day. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of starting to raise a fuss about me getting to record my show with Sean in there instead of in here.
Okay.
It's bigger. They don't let me do it.
Yes. That's the biggest thing for me.
Right. Yes.
It's like, what exactly are you trying to keep me from?
Yes.
By forbidding me to record in that studio.
But it's their studio. You're Hollywood Handbook.
It's all my studio. It's all my studio.
This is tailor-made for
I gotta tell you, this
for you
screen,
guys.
You point at the screen, and I've been fooled by this as well, and you think, oh, that's a permanent fixture they've installed.
I can see the grids there that allow them to remove it when they're done with you. Mm-hmm.
They do take it down.
They take it
they
down.
They have a crew coming.
I was wondering why you had a book, Poverty.
They got a damn wrecking crew.
Poverty in your very own Hollywood Handbook studio.
The book is what not to do.
Yeah. Snitching, also up there, by the way.
Neither.
Don't.
None
I feel
neither.
Love, what not. That is the what not to do
None
shelf.
None of that. No poverty. No snitching. Love.
These are all Adam Conover's books, and he reads all of them before
during the
he starts
show.
Every episode.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. He reads, and every time, same books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan, Adam. I don't know, he hasn't ruined anything for me.
For me, Adam.
Blessed life.
Adam enriches everything.
Mm-hmm. Is that smile genuine?
Mm-hmm. Was I smiling? Oh, that's so crazy. I didn't even know it was so genuine. I didn't even know okay. it was.
For
I was
me,
smiling.
I say, drop the eye. How can we get Adam runs?
Adam runs
everything.
Please,
runs.
Like let's put him in charge of some more things.
But I've been thinking of making a big stink about going into that other studio and the only show they let record in there that I know of.
Yeah.
What's the name of that show?
It's called The Recap Show.
And it's about the soccer team.
The soccer team.
And they host it.
The soccer team?
Yeah.
Which soccer team? There's a few soccer teams.
Okay. So, this, sorry. For so me, some people will be like, it's a women's soccer team. For me, it's just a soccer team.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, that's the women's soccer team. No, that's actually the soccer team.
Because you see everyone, you just see all of us as equal, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all equal.
Yeah. That's right. Right.
I think that's a good thing.
And that's why I should get to play on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
a great philosophy.
And yet they seem to be thinking of them as unequal to me and only allowed to be in that studio, even though they don't even play on this freaking team anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm thinking of making a big fuss about me getting in that studio.
And the team, I'm really sorry to mention this. The team was not successful.
I mean, they went pretty far. No.
Maybe on a plane.
I get it. Almost doesn't count. Almost doesn't count.
And I look, that's what happens when you get in business with this company, Headgum. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I called it as soon as they said that they were doing a recap show. I said, we're not seeing the second round.
Wow.
That's what I said.
And now they're pivoting to come after the
Pivoing.
They're pivoing to come after the Hat Pack, and they said that they're not even going to talk about the games anymore. They're going to launch something called Modern Day Soccer Tees. And it's just these, it's like a soccer style jersey, like a t-shirt jersey that says Modern Day on it. It's like Modern Day Soccer Tees. And like, that's so, it has so many more layers than Hat Pack. Right. Like, I don't know how we compete
There's
with
a
that.
Whole philosophy.
Unless we can get in that studio and get some of that, you know.
What would you do
sauce.
Though? You don't think
I'd go fucking nuts in there. What would I do in the studio? I'd go insane.
No, but I mean, you guys can't
it would
even
be
figure
wrecked.
Out.
I don't think you think Adam ruins everything. When do you see my ass in this fucking studio, dude? I would be ruining shit.
I don't
want to
rain on your parade, but all you had was Hat Pack brings facts, can't clap back.
No, that's not
what
I had. It's not what he said.
That may have been the first draft.
Oh, sorry.
That may have been the first draft.
I apologize. It was like hat, if you clap back with hats, that's a pack. That's facts.
That's
and then packed is
no.
And then a pact is facts. My thing is, why don't you guys try to involve somebody?
You're butchering it.
I feel like you guys need a spokesperson. It can't be me.
That's your thing?
Why can't it be you?
I don't want to be involved.
You're on the cover of Variety. You
but you said
not being our spokesperson
is
what
you consider to be your
thing. Are you a soprano
or an alto?
It's called Variety, actually. It's called versatility.
Range.
I do more than one thing.
Yeah.
Range Media.
It's called acting, Monsieur Hoffman.
Range Media.
Partners.
Yes. Hollywood. Power player, sweetie.
I just think maybe
it's called Hayes' representation at Range Media.
Range.
Are you at Range Media?
Yes.
You're who are you repped by? Mackenzie?
Not Mackenzie, although she is friends with Mackenzie.
Try again.
Okay.
And I did recently say on a different show in the studio that I wasn't sure if she was still my agent or not, and that did get back to her, and she did say, yes, I am still representing you if you're interested, but I'm not an agent anymore.
You just found that out. You found that out by the way.
I'm a manager now.
At Range Media
Partners.
At Range Media, Partners.
Yes, it's called Range, sir.
Range Media.
Yes.
Pull out two little guns, partners.
Open range.
Hey.
And her reaching out to you, and that is Susie like a fox.
Yes. Evidence of
Susie Fox.
Evidence of his influence
Susie
as well.
Susie Fox. Yes. That's okay.
Yes.
Hey.
She's Susie like a fox.
You ever say that to her?
I haven't had the occasion to speak to her in quite some time.
I've seen you both at a party, and every time you'd come around, she started to find herself in
conversation. Calling her name, you know, the hors d'oeuvres, etc. Or just, you know, that glass, that ice clinking in the bottom of the glass just as I arrive.
Hologram, two-pack.
Two pack.
Endorsing the hat pack.
Yes.
Hologram a two pack. Endorsing the hat pack.
Okay, that could be really good. What are some of Kevin's really into this stuff?
Affleck duck.
What about Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
This I would love.
Ben,
can you do that for me? I don't know, Ben.
So I'm a little concerned that we have accidentally, instead of promoting the Hat Pack, we have gone two steps and are just promoting the company Affleck.
Oh, right.
If our spokesperson's right. name is Ben Affleck.
Well, what about an Affleck commercial where it's Ben Affleck eating a roast duck?
Okay. Right.
And it's sort of his announcement, his coming out party. It's like,
sorry,
the duck's cooked. Yes. You know, now it's
coming out as a carnivore. Is that?
Well, but also saying like, you know, they had a duck that was a spokesperson for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Ben's kind of
he's
going
friends
like,
with Nick Saban.
Okay.
That duck's goose is cooked. Mm-hmm. That could be a line.
But that duck's goose is cooked.
Let's do that during the strike. So he goes, that duck's goose is cooked.
Okay.
But it's not, none of this is like
good. It's not good.
Maybe it's like Tom Cruise dressed as Top Gun Maverick, going, talk to me, goose.
Right?
Tom Cruise is on it too. Why don't they do that?
I have to invent a new hat, a new can. What's the budget for this commercial? You have Tom Cruise.
He already did it. They already shot the movie.
So let's figure out creatively the best version of it, and then let's talk about the budget.
Like, we don't want to let money get in the way.
It's fun, you know. Like now we're making a reasonable wish. All of a sudden, it's like no. Let's not make a frugal wish.
Frugal wish.
That's okay. Your version.
What are some songs, Kevin? That Tupac? Because Kevin's always talking about this stuff. He says he's the main expert on this stuff.
Maybe Dear Mama.
Okay.
I know that. Thug Passion.
Well, we said that the mom was part of the original pack, right?
So that's true.
Well, I just know, like, so Thug Passion starts with him going, all right, new drink. And then he starts saying the ingredients of the drink. But what if he's going, all right, new pack, one part hat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, I'm here.
One part hat, two parts pack.
Okay, yeah.
One part hat, two parts. Yeah. But
and
it's 100% not two part,
reason
but it's
to remember the hat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm having trouble. But I mean, listen, you guys are onto something. I think what you're doing is really beautiful. And
you're the spokesperson, a huge piece of it.
Are you looking up Tupac songs?
With the hologram?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking at. What if instead of doing it?
Well, okay, I mean, obviously he also did changes, right? So like, what if it's like change the hat? Like, what if it's like we're in the fourth turning? Like we're going through changes. Like one of the changes is we're going to start wearing a different hat.
Here we go. Ready? Hat him up.
Oh, ho, ho.
I don't like that.
All hats on me.
That's why I hat
you're not
your
even
pack.
Trying. That's why I hat your pack. And that's your version of that's why I fucked your
that's
bitch.
Okay. Okay. Hat him up. That's why I hat your pack.
Okay.
California hat.
You
California hat.
So you're just gonna throw in I ain't mad at your hat.
I ain't hat at you.
I ain't hat.
That's not, you know, we don't have to work that hard.
Yeah.
Keep your hat up, of course.
Yeah, keep your hat up. Ooh,
yes. Really nice. And he's out there, he's wearing the hat.
To hat and pack in LA.
And let's give him like.
Well, that could sound like you're packing heat.
Right.
And you don't want
we,
that
we
to
want
pack
to be
a hat in
hat.
LA?
To pack a hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
To head to LAX. Yeah.
Pack a hat in LA.
And then which point you're going?
I wonder, like, I don't really want, like, bald guys to be like a hat that's just for guys that, like, are, like, bald like that. So what if, like, we've sort of, like, your hair, I think, is maybe done for you.
Well, hang on a second.
But if we could
Excuse
put
me.
Your hair on Tupac.
I
and he's wearing two hats?
Obviously, visually, I love this, but I think that one of probably the largest hat consumers in the world is the bald community.
I just would rather not alienate them immediately. It's
not right, like the launch. It just doesn't really seem like the best.
I don't want it to be just for like in the like.
It's
I don't
not
want
just for anyone. It's not just for anyone. It's for a variety of people. That's why we got the cover of Variety magazine over here.
Yeah. One side is Eggo's hair. One side is Just bald.
Well, let's do yes. Let's do.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's do the Fifth Element, Gary Oldman. like one half.
I don't know that.
Exactly. And the side that's Ego's hair is also like Two-Face style.
Burnt. Is that how you see me?
We just need to cancel it. The hair is going to look so good.
Right.
We want it to be for everyone. Yeah. So right. It's like we want the bald community obviously to enjoy the hat. We want the hair having community to enjoy it. And we do want people who have been burned.
Burn victims. Yeah.
To also have the hat.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. A little late. They could have used it before. Sunburn. They could have used the hat before. And maybe you can get ahead of it.
Yeah, I'm not really about victim blaming. Not a huge part of, again, that's not really like where I wanted to go immediately upon the launch of what I think should be a very big company that we all are able to participate in.
Right. I mean, and it's just the hats, right? Is that all?
We're on strike right now.
What is like another iteration of season look like this? What am I doing for money?
During the strike, selling things.
I'm selling things.
Yeah.
I'm selling literal projects. I'm selling projects.
Yeah. We should go in together on something. Because
but I'm not selling like items. It's like little projects, IP.
Yeah, little ID. Yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
No, IP, no, just not ID, not ID. IDs, not yeah. IDs, IP.
Selling fake IDs.
No, I'm not selling fake IDs. I'm selling IP.
Yeah.
Duh.
I wonder, what about, we don't need pays.
I wonder if Heaven got a hat. He's still like, doing this two-pack thing, and I feel like we kind of covered like a lot of it.
Slash Hato gospel.
Because he's not, should be he's a kind medley. Of in his own little world.
He should just know some of the songs.
Right, off the hat. Off the rip.
Off the top of the hat. Off the top of the duck.
No, and it could be
off the
top of the pack.
Hatton instead of running. The title doesn't matter, but it's featuring Notorious H.A.T.
I'm wearing my hat. It says Hat Pack. You know, it's got a snapback. And you know, that's just straight facts. I don't know. Something like that, but maybe. I don't know. That was a bad pitch.
Backpack. You said knapsack.
I said knapsack. Maybe knapsack's
better because pack is in, but pack is backpack. And
Brenda's got a hat, I guess.
Knapsack. Hat back. Okay, I'm rolling around the city. Got my hat back. Got everything I need in my knapsack. I got a gun in my bag. It says click clack. No, that's...
Well, I'd rather not...
Have guns.
You have a gun in your bag.
Okay, so... Great, okay.
I guess click clack kind of sounds like it's not loaded.
Maybe it sounds like heels hitting the pavement.
Wake up in the morning and I hat myself.
Okay.
Is life worth living? Should I...
So maybe it's...
Hat myself.
I'm walking around...
Shouldn't we take it to the Love Shack?
No, Love Shack. Someone, I feel like the Love Shack's been played out just in general.
Yeah, fucking lame. No, I liked your pitch.
No, I just, I feel like we could beat, I think we can beat lame. It. We can beat it.
It's lame. It was a joke.
We can beat it. Yeah. All right. Rolling my phone's through the really city slow. With my knapsack. Mm-hmm. Hey, Hayes. Mm-hmm.
Always happens. Hayes. I have a really good idea.
Hayes.
Yeah.
Are you just looking at Tupac songs?
Now I'm on lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these are giving me trouble. Okay. I'm tired of being poor, and even worse, I'm pack. That doesn't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be. You know.
You guys should get a writer for the commercial, but I mean, not right now.
I'd love to get a writer for the commercial, and I'd love for it not to be Kevin because he just keeps harping on the fact that hat pack kind of rhymes with ass slap.
Oh, and so
Kevin,
that's
you're a freak.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Hat pack ass slap. Sure, it kind of rhymes if we're supposed to kind of.
He keeps saying donde ly.
Donde ly.
Ly. About the concept that hat pack kind of sounds like ass slap. And then he says donde ly.
Yeah, it's really unappealing.
Kev, what's gotten in? It's not the Kevin I remember. This town changes people, though.
It does.
Let's speak on it. No one else wants to say it, but this town really changes people.
The town actually has a big impact on people, and someone like Kevin. And Kevin is so
has also been saying he has a big impact on people.
Yeah.
Specifically, one part of people.
Yeah.
It's always a big impact.
That's what I've been told.
Deep,
yeah.
too. It says, y'all like movies? I'll show you a deep impact.
Kevin, that's not the Kevin. Last time I saw him, last time I was on the show, that's not how you
sound. Nice guy. He used to be really nice.
A Christian.
I mean, but they say it, you know, it, it doesn't change you this town. It shows people who you really, are.
And I think
that this has been dormant in him for some time.
Is he doing porn now? I'm just going to ask outright. I know I could have done that a better way and coded it.
You know, he's been asking to have his own shingle on the Patreon, mm-hmm. and I have a feeling that it is for that style of content.
Mm-hmm. It's called the shingle tingle.
Oh, God.
Oh.
He calls it a vertical.
Oh.
And he says he
very
makes,
vertical.
And he says, yeah, he makes them vertical.
Kev, what
that
is
that? That make them horizontal.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is just not the Kevin I remember. No, this town has wrecked him.
He used to be really nice. He used to be Christian.
I need a vertical to do the horizontal mambo.
Persecuting people.
Yeah.
He used to be a Christian.
Yes.
No, he was. He was so present in his faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that to be so kind of charming from him. And to have made such a hard turn all the way.
Right.
And say, like, now the only time, you know, that I talk about Jesus Christ is when I'm making her yell it out.
Oh, my God.
And in that case, he's not even talking about Jesus Christ. She's yelling it out.
Mm-hmm.
And what's he doing? Yeah. Saying nothing? That's right. That's right.
He says, they see God when they're on my vertical doing the horizontal mambo.
Yes.
It's like,
and he says he does christenings, break a champagne bottle on it like a boat.
Oh, no. This our Kev, our beloved Kev.
Says. Yeah. It's really,
I hate to see this town really change people. Wild. That's why I moved to New York. That's why I moved to New York.
That's why.
New York,
yeah,
that
that's
makes
why.
More sense.
Yes, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. I had to get there.
Yeah.
I was just
dreams seems really are made of there, though.
Yeah.
That really is. Like, yeah. Dreams are actually made
no,
of there.
No, it's where dreams are made of.
I know, and that's where it is.
Yeah.
No, it's where they're made
it's
of.
It's where they're made
where
of.
They're
the
made
dreams
of.
Are made of where they're, yeah.
Of which they are made, and that's the location, honestly. And so I feel really fortunate
talk
to be out
that.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
First rule of real estate. Right?
The first rule of real estate is location.
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 Location. Location. Location where dreams are made.
Yeah. Tell me more. I actually want to hear more about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. I'm curious.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.